assisting today with OSU's Dr. Kuhn. So I heard you made a pretty big announcement this morning. We're at 98% on the fundraising, so that's exciting news.
That's right, Casey. It is real exciting. We're getting awfully close to our $50 million goal and really expect to go past that here in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, we probably won't, that won't be the last of it, because I think there's going to be a lot of interest people have in the project as we go through the building, the construction process. So I fully expect for us to continue to have gifts coming in. The nice thing is it's there. We know how to do it. And we probably won't be out on the road quite as much trying to increase the number of people coming to it. But it'd be more a matter of people just coming to it out of their own interest. And we'll be happy to help them.
Absolutely. Well, I know we've also kind of talked a little bit about maybe a new greenhouse project on campus. So how far away, like how far down the pipeline do you think that might be?
I'd like to say it's not very far at all, but we've got to figure out how we're going to pay for it first. So the need is great, and it's now. And so Dr. Carver and his work, it's just amazing what he's able to accomplish in facilities that are older than me.
Yeah.
So that's saying a lot. But anyway, I appreciate his willingness to kind of buck up and deal with that. But really, we've got to be serious about getting modern greenhouse space, head house space with it. And along with that, we really need some new laboratory space out at the agronomy farm as well. So I'm real excited about that. We do have a master plan in hand. We actually developed that about 4 years ago so that we'd be ready to go if the opportunity presented itself to fund it. And so we'll be starting to have conversations with prospective donors about that. But we're also looking at, is there an opportunity for some public funding to come to this? We worked really closely with our congressional delegation, and there's a lot of interest in federal funding to support research infrastructure. Just as we had all the talk about infrastructure last year, we were talking about the need for research infrastructure for agriculture as well. And I think there's a lot of interest in Congress on both sides of the aisle with that. So they've just got to figure out where they can find that money. So hopefully we'll be able to compete for some of that and have an opportunity to get this thing off the ground. But I think we also have donors who are probably more interested in this than they were in the New Frontiers Project. And that's great. We have plenty of need.
Absolutely. Well, you also mentioned our president, Dr. Shrum, has mentioned her top four priorities, and we were pretty excited to hear that ag's in those top four.
It is, and it doesn't surprise me at all. I've known her and worked with her, and so that's something that I kind of expected to hear from her. But it's always reassuring to hear your president say that the work you're doing is a core priority for the university. In addition, you know, health is another one, and of course what we're doing has a lot to do with health as well. I mean, food is medicine. A lot of people think of it that way. And so how we produce food, how much we produce, a quality like our wheat team is really focused on here with our wheat varieties, you know, that all fits in with human health as well. So I'm hopeful that we'll actually be able to benefit by interacting with the emphasis on human health, One Health. So kind of really looking at situations where diseases may cross over from animals to humans, and so we got to control it in the animals and hopefully avoid that jumping over species into humans with some of those pathogens. So those are both areas that she's identified as emphases. Energy is a third one that she's talked about as a priority for OSU. And, of course, we've had a long-standing research program on biofuels and things like that. So I think there's still some innovation there that we can be working on and contribute to that as well.
Well, it's an exciting time at OSU. We've got some new department heads. So talk to us a little bit about the folks that have come aboard.
Well, first I have to talk about the people who left. So Dr. Clint Rusk was our department head in animal science and animal and food science, and he departed last year. Great opportunity for him and his career. And so we have hired actually a cowboy. Dr. Richard Coffey is going to be coming here starting July 1st. He'll be our new department head for animal and food science. He's from Jones, Oklahoma, got his bachelor's and master's degrees here in animal science. He's a swine specialist. And then got his doctorate at Kentucky and has been on the faculty there ever since. He served the last 7 years as department head at Kentucky. And I think he got tired of us recruiting away some of the best students in Kentucky to come to OSU for our livestock judging teams, and so he decided to come and join the crowd. But anyway, we're really pleased to have him come on board. Really, I think he has a lot of potential to really help us, a new voice for animal science and the livestock industries in the state. So I'm looking forward to working with him. Dr. Jeff Edwards left early this year to go back closer to home to University of Arkansas and as department head of plant and soil sciences. And so we've just announced a new person coming into that role. Dr. Wade Thomason will be filling that role starting this summer in August. He's coming to us from Virginia Tech, but guess what? He got his doctorate here. Actually, was a student of Dr. Bill Ron. So, you know, we lost Dr. Ron last year, but kind of poignant, I think, to have one of his graduate students come and take over leadership in the department. Again, someone I'm really excited to work with and a really, really good, strong leader for us. And, of course, earlier, last fall, we hired a guy named Dr. Justin Talley to be our department head for entomology and plant pathology. Of course, he'd been on the faculty, livestock entomologist, kind of does parasitology on the side. Dr. Mulder had retired, and we did the search, had an internal candidate. Turns out the best fit for us. So really pleased to have Dr. Talley on board, and he's actually here with us today at the field day here at Lahoma.
What other exciting things are you looking forward to as we look ahead for the fall time?
We're going to have a boatload of students.
It's
good news. It is. It's really good news. We had last fall, we had the second largest freshman class we've ever had at OSU and in our college. We had the largest number of transfer students coming into our college that we've ever had. And this fall, it's going to be even higher. So right now, it looks like we may be up 8 to 9%. In our freshman numbers. Another good piece of news last fall was the retention, that is the percentage of students who started out freshman year in the fall of 2020. 91% of them came back in the fall of 2021. That's the first time we broke 90% for our college. So really pleased with that. And if you think about it, those are students who began in the fall of 2020. They began in a pandemic. And they came back the next year. So, of course, part of that was they were looking forward to having a regular year of school, you know. And we came close to that this year. But so anyway, I'm real excited about that. It's going to keep us busy. Our faculty are real troopers in how they respond to those kinds of opportunities. But anyway, I think we're going to be in great shape with that.
All right, Dr. Kuhn, thank you so much.
Thank you.